Number 29 from July 2011, Lighten the Load. As I said, we now get the Western Channel on TV, so I can watch the old reruns of my favorite Westerns. And finally, there's something good to watch. I'd seen way too many car crashes and vampires, so I welcomed these episodes of things like Wagon Train. And I was making notes on what kinds of things I would need to pack on our trip to Minnesota as I watched one of these episodes. I always pack way too much and end up dragging stuff there and back that I will never use. At the same time that I was telling myself I needed to pack lightly, the television show showed the wagon master, played by Ward Bond, telling the families on the wagon train that they needed to do the same thing. They were in desert country, and their horses needed all the relief they could get from lighter wagons. They had to leave some of their stuff behind. It was interesting to see the different kinds of things that people thought they had to save. One woman loved music, but had to leave her pump organ behind. Another woman could not part with a big trunk of fancy clothes because she wanted her children to look like something when they got to California. Still another woman finally dumped a barrel full of her good china dishes on the ground and left them because she knew that they weren't as important as their lives. There were so many things that they just knew they couldn't leave behind, but eventually they had to if they wanted to survive. I couldn't help but think that not much has changed since wagon train days. I still pack more stuff than I will ever use. I look around our house, and we have three times more stuff than we will ever need. We are a culture that is obsessed with possessions. We are a people who believe that if we just had a little more stuff, we would be fulfilled and happy, even though this has repeatedly turned out to not be true. If you think that I am exaggerating this from my own minimalist viewpoint, just look in your closet at how many outfits you have not worn in the past year. Just look at the folks who will scrape ice off their cars in winter and jump into blazing hot cars in the summer because their garage is so crammed full of junk they can't get a car in there. Just check out how many storage units are being built around the country so that people can pay rent to keep stuff that they don't need. And if you are looking for the extremes in our obsession with possessions, there is now a television channel devoted exclusively to piling up stuff called hoarders. People start hoarding things until they literally cannot walk through their house. There is another show called Animal Hoarders, which, as the name implies, shows people piling up animals in their homes as well. Jesus warned us repeatedly that all of this longing for possessions would not fill the hole in the soul. His financial advice was that we should build up treasures in heaven, where moth would not destroy and rust would not decay. Whenever we respond to the love God has given us in Christ by passing that love on to another hurting person, we increase our eternal portfolio. Whenever we spend quality time with our children and grandchildren, we have done something that has eternal significance. Whenever we share the abundance that we have with others in need, we have gained something that can never be taken away from us and never goes out of fashion. Whenever we take time to talk to God in prayer and listen to Him in meditation, our lives will be richer. Some of you may have had the experience of having been forced to empty your wagon and proceed on with nothing at some point in your life, not knowing how you will survive. I have had this experience in my life, and it turns out that it was the best thing that could have happened to me spiritually. I learned that when the only thing I had to rely on was God, I found out it was the only thing I ever needed. So check your treasures. Some of them may have to be left beside the trail. A canteen of Christ's living water is a whole lot better than a house full of furniture. Wagons, ho!